This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Tennessee woman who used COVID relief funds to travel to a Trump resort and get plastic surgery has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. Leslie Bathia, 30, of Sirgoinsville, Tennessee, pleaded guilty to receiving more than $20,000 in government relief funds designated for businesses affected by the pandemic. She was already on probation for fraud when she stole thousands of dollars in COVID relief funds. Bathia applied for a payroll protection program loan in March 2021, claiming that she had made $99,000 in 2019, but that was a year during which she was in prison for wire fraud. Bathia also claimed on the application that she had not been convicted of any fraud offenses in the 5 years prior. She received a $20,000 PPP loan in April 2021 and used a portion of it to pay for a 5-day trip to the Trump International Beach Resort in Sunny Isles Beach, Florida. While there, she also used the money to pay for a cosmetic surgery procedure. Then she lied to her probation officer about her finances and travel when she returned. In addition to her sentence in prison, Bathia was ordered to pay restitution of the amount of the loan. A bill in the Montana legislature would require active voters to more frequently opt in to Montana's absentee voter list, which critics say would add a new hurdle for many voters to participate in elections. House Bill 335, sponsored by Representative David Beatty, Republican of Hamilton, could drop active voters from the rolls. The bill proposes sending notices to absentee voters every 4 years, which they must fill out and return in order to keep receiving absentee ballots. If they don't reaffirm the affirmation in 60 days, they would be removed from the absentee voter list. Currently, voters who elect to sign up to receive mail-in ballots are permanently on the absentee voter list unless they change their address. House Bill 335 would also specify that a voter cannot be on the absentee ballot list if their registration becomes inactive. An inactive voter just means that a person hasn't voted in a federal general election. The voter is still registered. If an inactive voter doesn't respond to follow-up notices and doesn't vote in 2 consecutive general elections, their registration gets canceled. No one testified in support of the bill. It was opposed by the Montana Association of Clerks and Recorders, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, and the Montana AFL-CIO. Representative Kelly Cordham, Democrat of Bozeman, also questioned why a voter who casts an absentee ballot every 4 years would need to separately affirm that they want to be an absentee voter every 4 years. Cordham said, "What better affirmation that somebody wants to vote absentee than them taking that ballot, that signature verified ballot, and then either placing it in the ballot box by hand or sending it in with their own stamp?" The committee did not immediately take action on the bill. Montana Republican lawmakers this week continued to advance their vision for a more partisan judiciary. Senator Greg Hertz, a Polson Republican, introduced Senate Bill 200, which would allow judicial candidates to run partisan campaigns for the nonpartisan branch. Hertz and just one other person supported the proposal. Nonpartisan judicial campaigns are entirely barred from discussing their politics in order to maintain impartiality. Hertz said allowing partisan labels, endorsements, and support would serve as a stroke of transparency. Opponents, however, said the bill would lead to outside political pressure and hobble the integrity of the courts. The bill saw broad opposition from the legal community and other nonpartisan elected officials. Beyond judges, the proposal would extend to school boards, city councils, and city commission candidates, all of which are currently nonpartisan races. John Mudd, executive director of the State Bar of Montana, said only 7 other states in the country elect partisan judges. In one of those states, Texas, a state commission recently recommended abolishing that system due to the potential for political influence. The 2022 Montana Supreme Court race saw an unprecedented level of partisan influence, particularly from Republicans who endorsed and supported James Brown, the Republican head of the State Public Service Commission. Brown publicly accepted an endorsement by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, an action clearly against judicial ethics rules.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.